WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
High school students in the western suburbs are taking on a multi-decade prairie restoration project. These students are so into this work, the teacher has to convince them to drop their trowels and leave for their next class. WBEZ's Susie Ahn takes us out of the classroom for some field work.
A few fluffy clouds float by on a pleasant 75-degree morning. A group of juniors and seniors gather at a grassy hill near Waubonsie Valley High School in Aurora. Junior Ben Martinez crouches near the bottom of the hill with trowel in hand, testing out various digging techniques.
This is like one of the most unique, like coolest classes I've taken here. Like I haven't done anything like this in any other class, so. And Mr. Armstrong, he's a really cool teacher. Like he brings us out here a lot.
Teacher Carl Armstrong says the students are continuing a prairie restoration and reconstruction project that started with the class of 2001.
You were to get on that asphalt path behind us and walk for a mile south, you'd be walking past student work the whole way.
New to the program this year, botany and AP environmental science students were part of every step of the growing process, starting from seeds, and not just the transplanting, like in years past. As senior Joseph Haddad plucks a seedling from his tray, he says he considered sleeping in this morning. After all, it is senior ditch day.
It's not that early in the morning, so it's like I'll get up
well,
and
Well, it
come
is 11
here.
O'clock, so.
Yeah.
He decided to come to just this one class. He spent months watching these seedlings grow, and he feels invested.
When we all planted it in the greenhouse and, like, we saw them start, like, from little sprouts and grow, I think it's pretty cool to, like, see it through and plant them ourselves. And hopefully in the next years it helps with all the controlled burns and all that, so.
Senior Adrian McCollum says this project isn't just about a grade or even having fun.
Keeping all of this stuff healthy is a very large feat, and with pollution, just all the stuff that's going on in this world, people just need to know that green is health and health is wealth.
Armstrong says this inaugural year with students involved from start to finish wasn't without growing pains.
We've had critters decide that the milkweed is tasty, and so overnight it would just kind of vanish, and I'd come in the next morning and it would just be nibbled down to the nubs.
A broken heater in the greenhouse also killed a bunch of seedlings, but despite the setbacks, he says the students are putting 3,500 plants in the ground, including Indian grass, milkweed, and coneflowers. Fellow AP Environmental Science teacher Sarah Young says students start the year just seeing a green landscape. By the end, they come away with a connection to the land.
You're walking by, you're seeing individual plants, you're seeing trophic levels of organisms, you're seeing energy flow, you're, you know, thinking about all of those pieces that go into just this green landscape that you're looking at.
Armstrong says Illinois' moniker is the prairie state, but there's actually little prairie left. He says the students are helping to restore the area to what it was like during pre-settlement time, when it was Potawatomi land.
This place soaks up rainwater like no other ecosystem does. It is a sponge. It stores carbon in the roots. It is pollinator habitat. I've seen hummingbirds, you know, flitting up and down the hill all morning long.
Eventually, as the plants settle in and spread, Armstrong expects to see more wildlife, like eagles and ospreys. He says it's student work that will last for decades. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.